This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The debate continues on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. over a Democratic-led effort to remove President Donald Trump from office. Democratic lawmakers accuse him of inciting supporters who stormed and attacked the Capitol last week. They are urging the Vice President, Mike Pence, to invoke the 25th Amendment that would allow him and the cabinet to remove the president from office. But now, multiple House of Representatives Republicans say they too will vote in favor of impeachment. The third-ranking House Republican leader, Liz Cheney of the state of Wyoming, announced she would vote for impeachment on Wednesday. She's joined by two other Republicans, Representative John Katko of the state of New York and Representative Adam Kinzinger of the state of Illinois. President Trump is to face a single impeachment charge, incitement of insurrection. Making his first public appearance Tuesday since last Wednesday's riot, President Trump defended the remarks he made to supporters at a rally before they stormed the center of the American government. And he also lambasted Democrats for pushing ahead with a drive to impeach him for an unprecedented second time. The president spoke to reporters as he left for a trip to the U.S. state of Texas Tuesday, saying, "What I said was totally appropriate." He went on and said, "I want no violence." U.S. prosecutors are weighing sedition charges against at least some of the Trump loyalists who stormed the Capitol. The acting U.S. attorney in Washington, Michael Sherwin, says trespassing and other misdemeanor counts against some of the dozens arrested so far may still be upgraded to sedition. You can read more about this report on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The New York Times reports U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has told associates he believes President Trump has committed an impeachable offense after the attack on the Capitol. The major newspaper also reported the majority leader is pleased that Democrats are moving to impeach him, citing people familiar with his thinking. A top British police official says officers have issued about 45,000 fines for COVID-19 restriction violations, and they will continue to issue more to keep the infection from spreading. The chair of Britain's National Police Chiefs Council, Martin Hewitt, made the comments at a news conference along with Home Secretary Priti Patel. Hewitt said he makes no apology for the fines levied because too many people were still choosing not to abide by the rules. He warned there would be more officers out on patrol to catch those who he said were endangering us all. Britain is among the countries hardest hit by the pandemic and is in the midst of a third national lockdown to stop rapidly spreading infections. The nation reported another 1,200 deaths on Tuesday. A third Democratic member of the House of Representatives has tested positive for COVID-19. This comes after lawmakers were forced into lockdown during the Capitol riot. Many Republican lawmakers were also in the room and refused to wear masks, according to fellow politicians' statements and video from the room. Brian Schneider released a statement announcing his diagnosis and said, quote, "I was forced to spend several hours in a secure but confined location with dozens of other members of Congress. Several Republican lawmakers in the room adamantly refused to wear a mask, even when politely asked by their colleagues." Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says Moscow authorities have formally asked a Russian court to jail him. They say he violated terms of his parole dating back to a 2015 suspended sentence. It's the latest twist in a lengthy political fight between Navalny and the Kremlin. Navalny made the announcement from Germany. That's where he has spent the past 4 months recovering from an August poison attack carried out while traveling in Siberia. Navalny argues the attack was carried out by Russia's federal security services on orders from President Vladimir Putin. Court documents published online confirm the move. Tuesday's news didn't come entirely by surprise. Last month, Russia's prison service ordered Navalny to attend a parole hearing or risk jail for failing to return before the terms of his suspended sentence expired. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.